Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX Podcast.
Hey, Walter. In your experience, what's a great way to get hired at a hedge fund?
Yeah, this is interesting. So there's kind of a two sort of ways around it, or probably more than that, three maybe. So my experience actually was that I was hired by a hedge fund before I ever should have been. So a guy that ran a fund in New York, he had hired me. And so what had happened is they were looking for traders, and I was friends with some of the traders that he had worked with. And so they said, you should talk to Walter and whatever. And so that was kind of just through people you know. So that's one way, is to network with people, obviously, you know, in trading. That's a great way to find, because it's a very small little world, actually. It doesn't seem like it, but it is a pretty small little world. So that's one way, is to, you know, just make friends and things like that. And so there's, and then if you look at it from another point of view, it's okay, well, I don't have any friends in the industry, Walter, what do I do? Well, there's a couple of things you can do. One is you can go the, hey, look how good I am, look at me sort of route. And the way that you do that is you post your account, you hook up your account to one of those account reporting things like MyFXBook or whatever. But I think MyFXBook has some weird problems where it stops working after a while or something on a live account.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah, so you might go to Signal Start or any other one that you can find. I think FX Blue is another one. We'll put them in the show notes for the people that are interested. We'll link some of those up. So yeah, so you've had that experience with MyFXBook shutting down too, or basically not feeding through the data.
Yeah, at first it was just like it wouldn't record the last trade, and now it doesn't record any trades. So I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it's a weird thing. So I would just go with like FX Blue or Signal Start or something like that. Signal Start has the advantage of that you can get, you know, you can find subscribers too, that you can actually get paid if you want for people to essentially sign up for your trades and have them auto traded on their account as well. So, but that's probably not the main reason why you do it. You do it just to have your track record out there and get some eyes on your trading. And then the other thing that I've learned is that LinkedIn is actually a really good spot. And people don't realize this. Yeah. If you go on LinkedIn and you post like a link to your FX Blue or Signal Start accounts, and you'd be surprised at how many people will start sending you stuff like that. So that's probably the best way as a private trader who's making money to collect, you know, to get eyes on your stuff. I would just link it up to some of those, you know, Signal / reporting account things like Signal Start, FX Blue. And then two, go on LinkedIn and try and connect with people in there. Try to go to conferences as well. I know I'm probably the, you know, I don't go to conferences, so but that would be what I would do. Like if you were looking to, you know, get noticed. Also, there are money shows. You can go to what's called money shows, and where you will find people that run funds who are trying to collect new accounts. So they're going there to show people how they make money and why people with money should give them their money, right? But those people are already there. So you can go there and talk to some of the funds that are there. So that's another way to do it. I would probably stay away from those programs on the internet where you, in theory, it's supposed to be like you pay for education or something like that, and then they eventually fund you, like you pay, okay, to be connected up to a demo account or whatever. They teach you how to trade or something, and then they say, okay, here's a demo account. And then after you trade the demo well, then you trade a live account. And after you trade that well, then they start to like give you more and more payouts on your trading. There's that idea out there, and there are a lot of those out there. But what I would say is this: if you are paying them any money, then you are not trading their money. You're trading your money. Yeah, that's basically one thing to keep in mind, right?
Yeah.
And some of those are actually quite good, and you can do it. but it may not fit with your style of trading. That's another thing to keep in mind. Like the way I look at it is there's a continuum of freedom that you have as a trader. You always have the most freedom if you trade for yourself. As soon as you start trading other people's money or trading for an organization, your freedom gets restricted. So they're going to say things like, you must take X number of trades. That's what they told me when I started doing that. I actually wasn't a very good trader when they hired me, but then I started getting okay. And then they started telling me that I wasn't trading enough. And that was because they were basically making money per trade. So they wanted traders that would trade a lot and didn't necessarily want traders that would make a whole lot of money, but they wanted traders who would trade a lot because they were getting paid basically per transaction. And that was kind of their model. So that wasn't a good fit for me. But you might find that, for example, if you're a daily chart trader, you might find that there's a group out there that's willing to, you know, they like your record, they like your style and everything, and they want you to trade for them. But then they say, well, you have to close your positions out on Friday. Like you can't hold a position over the weekend, you know, things like that. And you can work around that. Like if you're a daily chart trader, you might close out your position at the end of the week and then just reestablish it when the market opens again on Sunday, which is Monday here in Asia or whatever. You could do that. That's one way to do it. But just keep in mind, there are a lot of different restrictions that these guys are going to put on you. So you're always going to have the most amount of freedom on your own. And as you start to, you know, either trade money for other people or trade for other organizations, they're going to start to put their rules and regulations on you. And so that will affect you. Just keep that in mind. It also affects you psychologically, knowing that you're trading money for other people. So it's kind of a tricky thing. So that's what I would do if I were you. I would definitely get your name out there, go in LinkedIn and get on the reporting sites, and basically from there, build up a track record, try and meet people. And probably stay away from any sort of organization that's saying, like, you know, you can trade money, but you got to pay us first. That's what I would recommend.
Okay, cool. A lot of great tips. Thanks, Walter.
Thanks.